Any symptoms for women, a vaginal discharge with itching. Also, rectal itching is a very common symptom. For men, they may find fungus in the form of jock itch. For children, thrush on the inside of the mouth. Fungus in the nails and toes. Itching in the ear. This is one, also it likes to settle in the ear cavity. Athlete's foot, acne and rosacea, issues on the skin. Eczema rashes, sensitivity to chemicals, odors, perfumes. Many times we begin to see the inflammatory bowel problems. We see bloating, gas, indigestion, going back between constipation and diarrhea. We see issues of problems with all of the inflammatory bowel, the inflammatory issues, sometimes people that are dealing with Crohn's disease, as we work with them and questionnaires and find out that they have high levels of candidas. All of the inflammatory bowel issues are going to be increased or started by this bowel overgrowth of the candida getting and not having any of the good healthy flora to protect from inflammatory bowel conditions. Many times just the aches and pains in the body that people have because of the toxins that have become systemic through the body that the candida has actually created. Now, another issue that we have found, and I want to bring up some information, and this is where you may want to actually draw this little diagram I'm going to talk about. Dr. William G. Crook, a man who has written the book The Yeast Connection and also a book, Dr. Crook's discusses hyperactivity and ADD. Many of the ADD and ADHD children, the reason for the issues that they're dealing with, which are really increasing their problems, are because of the candida overgrowth. So let's write some words with some arrows so you can follow the pattern. Children develop an ear infection. Write an arrow over to the word antibiotics. That's the protocol that's given to them. Write an arrow down to wipes out friendly bacteria. That's what the antibiotics does. Now another arrow down to candida multiplies. And with the candida multiplying, you need to write two arrows. One of the arrows is going to say toxins. The other arrow is going to say leaky gut. Now we will follow the leaky gut. That is the description, the name of what I described to you of the pitting of the intestinal tract and letting food particles and the toxicity levels into the gut. Leaky gut syndrome is a basis of many problems for ADD and ADHD children. When leaky gut happens, the food allergens are absorbed. You can take that arrow up to hyperactivity, attention deficit disorder. So many of the responses of hyperactivity are because of food allergies, and that happens because of leaky gut and candida. Now let's go back to the arrow from candida multiplies to the word toxins. Some other problems happened when the toxins are going through the intestinal tract. Number one, it weakens the immune system. Remember the study. Your good healthy soldiers cannot give off the signals to immune system command to have them take care of the problems. And so the immune system is weakened. Once the immune system is weakened, guess what? Reoccurring ear infections. And the cycle continues over and over and over. When we look at our children's health, this is something that I am dealing with on a daily basis with moms. I am dealing with young children with thrush issues, especially with mothers that are candida carriers. When a nursing mom has passed on some of the candida toxicity, many times the children are going to be getting, your infants are going to be getting the thrush, which is that thick white plaque on the throat and tongue. And if a mom has got a problem with her gut, then we're going to see that this can be passed on to kids. Nursing is a very good way to prevent the issues with gut problems for